Hubhopper Originals.
Welcome to the world of House with Josh podcast. Grab your cup of coffee, plug in your earpod, and get ready for sassy, upmarket, and insightful conversations. Right from guest motivation to their partner in crime to their next project, we make them spill beans. Well, it's time to call our guest. I bet you will enjoy this episode. Hello, Shefali. How are you doing?
Hi, Omkar. I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So, Shefali, right from Kata Laga to Najwaliye Season 5 to Bigg Boss Season 13 and now Hoto Pe Bas, a new music single by Mika Singh, and you have been a part of all these wonderful projects. If I'm not wrong, like 2 decades in the film industry and still we are counting. So, tell us, like, how are you feeling, like, at this point of time?
I'm feeling great. It's a wonderful time to be a part of the entertainment industry right now. There are so many mediums where, as an artist, you can express yourself. We have the television, we have the films, we have now have the web. That is also a wonderful space. I've done 2 web shows already, so I know it's a wonderful space to be in as an artist. It's great and to be here, and it's been a long journey. It's almost now 18 years I'm a part of the entertainment industry, and sometimes I just feel that it's not me who's made the choice, but it's the entertainment business who's chosen me to be a part of one of them. And it's like I was born to do this. It's become part of me now, and I love entertaining, I love dancing, I love doing everything about entertainment. I just love being here, and I've seen it through the years. I've seen how the industry has also changed when I started on, how it used to function, and then moving forward today, how it is. And it's just wonderful. I just feel truly blessed to be here.
Wonderful, yeah. And Shefali, like, we all have been entertained and amused by your wonderful and prolific performances. Like, whatever projects you have sort of chose to work to, I think you have given your best.
I think that's the way I function in life, that I'm really choosy and picky about what I want to do. But once I've done it, once I've committed to doing something, I always give it my 500%. And at the same time, I'm always having a lot of fun. You know, it's been 2 decades, but it's not like I have a long list of filmography happening that are not 25 films and 45 web shows and 5 TV shows. No, whatever little bit I've done, I've picked and chosen. I wanted to always be a part of something that I can absolutely relate with, something that has completely convinced me. When I did Kata Laga, of course, that was something that just happened to me. I think that was like a doorway to heaven for me.
Right.
It just opened up this whole new world to me. And then, you know, God has just blessed me with so much luck. I mean, I've never had to struggle. I've never given a single audition till today. I had not even auditioned for Kata Laga. You know, every time I think I'm ready for something new just falls into my lap. And it's just something that I really enjoy. Even when I did Mujhse Shaadi Karogi, you know, it was Kata Laga in Mujhse Shaadi Karogi with Akshay Kumar. And I was playing myself. I had a cameo and I had a scene with Salman sir. And I had so much fun doing it. That was the biggest film of the year. It had Priyanka Chopra and Salman Khan and Akshay Kumar and David Dhawan, Sarid Nadiadwala production. It was a huge film. And being a part of that so early on in my career was a blessing. Then, of course, I was the dancer. So I had to be a part of a dance reality show. And that's when Najwaliye 5 happened. And then Najwaliye 7 again. I think we're the only contestants who've participated in the same reality show twice, dance-based reality show twice.
Right.
Then moving on in 2020, in 2018 is when I wanted to, explore acting. Because, you know, as an artist, you always want to grow. Dancing, yes, will always be my first love. But I wanted to grow as an artist, do newer things. And naturally, acting was what followed. And that's when Baby Kamna, Old Balaji web series with Shreyas Talpade fell in my lap. And that was another laughter riot. It was so much fun to be a part of it. And I mean, so comfortable with the genre comedy. I mean, which is actually the most difficult genre.
Yeah.
As an artist.
I was about to
It's very easy to make people cry, but it's very, very difficult to make them laugh. And it was directed by Farhad Samji of Houseful fame, of Lakshmi Bomb, Suryavanshi fame. So he is like fantastic in getting to work with, you know, you say the diggaj of comedy. You had Shreyas Talpade, Kiku Sharda, Farhad sir, who writes, he's been writing comedy and he's been known for his writing and directing. We had Chunky Pandey, and it was like an out and out comedy, and being able to pull that off, share screen space with these guys who are just so good with it. You know, they improvise and, you know, they just throw things at you random, and to have the right comic timing and to do it. And it was my first acting stint. So that happened. Then Boo happened. Boo was again a zombie horror comedy with Tushar Kapoor, Malika Sharawat, Sanjay Mishra. Again, you know, I mean, fantastic space to be in. Something that was not explored, a zombie comedy was not explored before. So I had super fun being a part of that. And then Big Boss. So Big Boss is something that has been offered to me over the years. In fact, the first season of Big Boss was offered to me. But I was really young. The show was really new. It was very, very difficult to understand what it was. And I was honestly very afraid to be a part of such a show then. And over the years, I don't think I had gathered courage. So I'd always consistently said no to them. But they always used to come back every year and offer it to me. I don't know what happened this year. And, you know, like I said, you know, I'm really very lucky. You know, this time my intuition said, just go for it. I think you're ready for it. And it happened to be the most successful season ever. So it's great for me. You know, I've just been very lucky. Things fall into place for me. I'm always at the right place at the right time. And but the best part is I'm choosy about my work. I only do things that, you know, I'm completely convinced about. And I think that is the reason why you see me enjoying so much, and maybe you enjoy my performance, because I'm thoroughly having fun. I'm convinced with the project, and I'm always giving in my 100%.
True. And Shefali, one more thing. Like, have you ever Googled your name, Shefali? Like the Wikipedia wala thing?
What are you coming at? What is it that you see? Do you see something else?
Because when I went through that Wikipedia thing, there's one more name given to you, like Kata Laga Girl. So, like, did you watch in 2020? Like, you know, 2020, we all had the space wherein we could just go back that memory lane. Did you watch Kata Laga in 2020? Tell me honestly.
I watch it, yeah, every now and then.
And how do you look at it? Do you laugh? Do you enjoy? Tell me.
I love it. You know, I always, the first feeling that comes to me is a sense of gratitude. Right. That thank God this happened to me, you know. Thank my stars, thank the heaven, thank the energies out there, the universe, whatever that it is. It's a very funny story how even Kata Laga happened to me. I was actually pursuing my engineering at that time. I was studying to be an IT engineer in Sardar Patel College of Engineering in Bombay. Right. And I was just chilling with some friends outside my college, and my directors, Radhika Rao and Vinay Sapru, they were apparently just passing by, or they spotted me and they offered the song to me. And I mean, for me, they were very young and, you know, just like us, very normal people. I thought maybe somebody was pranking me. And I certainly did look my best. You know how engineering students are. I believe you're an engineer yourself.
Yeah, true.
So, you know how we are, right? Absolutely unkempt and, you know, I mean, certainly not looking at our best in the middle of a college day.
Very true.
And I initially thought I was being pranked, and I outright rejected them. But they were really sweet. They said, look, listen, just we didn't have mobile phones. It just started coming in. I couldn't afford a mobile phone then. So they gave me a number and they said, listen, keep our card and, you know, just find out about us, and we are not pranking you, and just think about it. And that's when I, you know, did my research and I found out about them. They were one of the AS directors. They still are. And And I'm like, oh my God. And that's when, you know, like any other teenage girl, for me, I wanted to see myself on TV. And of course, earn a little pocket money. I was promised to pay, they promised to pay me 5,000 rupees for the song. And that was huge for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, I'm going to be rich. I have to do this. And, but convincing my parents was another story. I come from a very academic sort of a family,
right,
where there are only engineers and doctors and chartered accountants, and the sole purpose of life is yahan pe engineering karo, for US jaake masters karo, you know, that's
yeah,
the, that's
true.
The
I can completely relate with you, you know,
yeah,
that, you know, US jaake masters karo, I think I completely relate with you. That's where I,
because that's how it works in my family. That's how, that is what expected, well, that is expected out of every child in our family, you know, even before the child is born, they know he's either going to be a doctor or an engineer. Yeah. So that's the kind of family I belong to. And so, and of course, coming from a very conservative sort of a middle class background, it was a big shock to my parents also. And I mean, I was really young. I was, you know, really young that time to take my own decisions. And you needed permission. And my parents were not, absolutely not agreeing to it at all. Bahut papad belne pade. I had to really, really convince them. And even our directors, you know, they were like, listen, this is going to be a once in a lifetime opportunity, because they knew the scale of the song. They knew how big the song was. Right. And apparently they had auditioned over 400 girls over the period of 4-5 months, and they had not found the right face. And I don't know what they saw in me just chilling with my friends, you know, outside college. So, I mean, somehow I managed to get the permission to do it, you know, with the promise that my grades wouldn't go down, because you know how engineering exams happen.
But my shoot was before the exams. In order to chill out with your friends outside.
Oh, lots, all the time. Come on, who doesn't?
Yeah, so I think the bunking the lecture was so crucial for you.
I'm telling you, I feel very lucky. All my life, I've been at the right place at the right time. I'm a very, very lucky girl.
You're very smart.
And that's when I did Kaata Laga, purely for the experience and the pocket money of it, honestly speaking.
Yeah.
But
was really a very handsome amount, say, like a very small amount, I would say. But today,
yeah,
I think
and
for
then
5
they,
lakhs.
They ended up paying me 7,000, which was even bigger. I mean, I worked really hard. I told you, like, whatever I do, I work very, very hard. They paid me 7,000 rupees, you know, Ashirwad deke, you know, that we are paying you more than what we promised. But I was rich. I could buy the world. That's how I felt. But when the song released, it became such a huge hit. Such a huge hit that maybe, you know, sometimes, even today, I can't fathom the success of Kaata Laga. Back in the day when Kaata Laga released, there was no social media, there was no Instagram, there was no Facebook. Today, it's very easy to measure your success. You know, you at least know how successful you are, you know, basis your social media popularity. You know, it's directly proportional to your social media popularity. That's the way it works today. But back then it was purely on, you know, there was no internet. There was purely basis, you know, communication with, you know, your fans. And when you're traveling for shows, the people that you meet, or the number of people that turn up for your shows, you know, that's how, and which is why even I think that is something that keeps me grounded, because I've never been able to fathom the success of Kaata Laga. And that's how I got my tag, the Kaata Laga girl. And I'm very, very proud of it, because there are, you know, people who work so hard all their lives to be able to create an identity. Yeah, sorry, we got cut off.
Yeah. You were saying something.
Yeah. So that's when the tag, the Kaata Laga girl, was given to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful, because people work so hard all their lives to be able to create an identity for themselves. You know, they have to give so many auditions, and they are picking up so many jobs, and then one of the jobs become a hit. And my very first stint became such a huge hit that...
Yeah, and out of nowhere, you know, to be honest.
Out of sheer luck. So, and I know that there can be no other Kaata Laga girl ever in the whole wide world. So I feel truly lucky. I feel truly blessed, and I'm very, very proud of it. And I know that, you know, till the day I die, I'm going to be known as the Kaata Laga girl. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean,
so
everything else that I do. Yeah, I love the tag. I've created an identity for myself. With my very first stint, which happened by chance. So, I mean, I feel like the luckiest girl in the world always.
True. And as I told you, like, you know, I happened to check Katalaga performance and now Hoto Pe Bas by Mika Singh. I would say that nothing has changed. Rather, I would put it out in this way that, you know, you're growing and you're glowing with age. Like, you know, there's so much of beauty around and you kept yourself so fit and fine. So we want to know, like, what is the success? Like, being in the industry for 2 decades and still growing up and still glowing on the face and that fit structure. So tell us, I'm very sure that you have some secret pills. Shefali.
No, there is no secret, you know, to be very honest with you.
Come on.
You have to enjoy your work. And, you know, I think, I mean, I started working out very early on because I was a little, I mean, I come from a Gujarati khate pita background. Yeah. Come on. So I was not my fittest. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Back when I did Kata Laga, I was that normal little healthy-ish kind of a girl. Mm-hmm. But when I got into the industry, you know, I started working out purely for the stamina and the strength because I was working round the clock, traveling 29 days in a month. So I needed the strength and the stamina to carry on. And I started working out purely for that. And then it became a part of my life. And I think all the workouts that I have done religiously over the past almost 2 decades is what is paying off now. It's not, you know, it might, it's something, it's the lifestyle that, you know, makes you feel young and look young. I mean, I'm always going to the gym. I enjoy working out. I eat very clean from a very young age, you know. I think I should give credit to my parents. You know, they never allowed us to eat outside or junk. So we never enjoyed it. I don't enjoy it even today. So for me, it's about eating right, eating clean, sleeping well, waking up at the right time, exercising, and I think maybe blessed with good genetics also.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a lot of factors. I think they've all worked in my favor. And honestly, I just think that, you know, at if you're 35 or 40 or 50 or whatever, try to, you know, you must always try and be the best and look the best for your age rather than trying to pretend to be a 25-year-old or an 18-year-old. So I'm very comfortable with telling people my age. I'm very comfortable with aging. I think as you're growing older, you're becoming wiser.
Yeah.
And you have that many years of experience, of workouts, of a fit lifestyle that you've led. You know, it's just going to make you healthier and happier. I always do work that makes me very happy. I feel very content in my life. I am hungry and I'm ambitious, but I don't let that get the better of me. I'm always motivated and I'm doing my yoga also. Yoga is something that I've incorporated in the past few years. So I think all of this together, it's a multiple factors that, you know, that contributes to the way I look today, to be very honest with you.
Very true. I mean, what I could understand is that you have a disciplined life. Like, so what does the day in a Shefali, like, what does a Shefali's day look like?
Shefali's day, if I'm at home, I wake up, I have to have my 1 liter of garam pani.
Yeah, so wake up at 5.
I eat my breakfast. No, I'm actually a late riser. I wake up by 10.
Oh.
So yeah, I've always been an owl. I mean, even when I was studying, I used to study all night. I'm not a morning person. I'm certainly not my best in the morning. I'm very groggy for some reason. I'm at my best post 11 a.m. And if you ask me to stay up all night and work and run a marathon, I can. So I think I'm the creature of the night. I'm an owl. And that's all right. I mean, some people are morning people and some people are
night people.
I'm a creature of the night. I'm like Batwoman. I get out in the night to save the world when everybody else is asleep.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wake up and I have to exercise. So I exercise for about 45 minutes and that's what really, really wakes me up. And then I get on with my day. If I'm at home, I have domestic responsibilities. I have all of that. And then I go back to the gym in the evening to do weights. I love doing heavy weights. I mean, I've been doing weights for a long time now. And I feel it's like another high, you know, like you're onto something doing heavy weights in the gym. And then I spend some time with maybe friends or family and come back home and spend some time with the husband and have dinner and go to sleep. That's my day if I'm at home. And then if I'm working and there is no routine, mm-hmm. there is no day, there is no night. You know how it works in the industry. Yeah.
Very true. Very true. Then it's like you have to be according to the director's schedule. And
yes, according to your schedule. It could be an early morning. It could be a late night. But I think that is why I think you don't have to like get your body used to a particular kind of a routine. It becomes very difficult otherwise. See, if you're an early riser, then shooting at night is very, very difficult. So my system is very, very flexible. Even if I don't get sleep for 3 days, 4 days in a row, it's absolutely all right. I know I can go on.
So it's like a machine. Whenever you want, you can operate it.
Yeah, because whatever I'm doing is something that I love. You know, whatever work that I've picked up is something that I thoroughly enjoy. So then it doesn't matter if it's day or it's night or there's lack of sleep or there's anything at all.
Right. And also, Shefali, not forgetting the fact, like, you know, you're also an engineer. We both are engineers. And I think that is the point of commonality between us. So do you remember anything from the engineering world? Any concepts, any subjects? 5 things you tell me. Okay, I remember.
I remember so many things. I remember bunking my lectures.
No, I'm talking about academic. Like from books, do you remember?
Academic? I remember CP. I remember maths. I remember derivatives.
Oh, you remember?
In fact, I do. That you don't have to ask. That I don't remember. I remember the word derivative.
Oh.
And I remember thoroughly hating it. I was not good at math. I'm very good at accounts, though I'm a Gujarati, but I'm not good at math. So engineering, I hardly remember anything. It's so weird. I mean, after all these years thinking about engineering, no, I don't remember the Java.
I'll remember. Get you some names like C, C++, Java, Python, syntax, error.
Yes. Yeah, syntax error, I remember. That happens all the time.
Printf and all that.
Yes, oh my God. You brought back some lovely, actually horrifying memories.
Horrifying, very true. How can you say lovely?
Yeah, I immediately corrected myself. Horrifying. So I was, you know, there are always this one student or these two students in your class who don't study through the year, but for some reason end up doing really well in the exams. I was one of them.
Achoo.
I never used to study, you know, through the exam, you know, through the year. You know, before the exams, we used to get the 10-day break.
Oh, leave.
Like the study the preparatory. Study leave. Yeah, I used to only study in the study leave, and I used to end up getting, I used to pass with flying colors. I used to get better marks than my friends and contemporaries who used to study through the year, you know, the them bookworm types. You know, some people are just lucky. I'm telling you, I'm really lucky.
You are lucky.
I get away with a lot of things.
Yes. You're God child for sure.
I'm telling you.
And any 80-80s?
Never. Never, not even one. So when I did
college as well.
And that's why people used to think that iska kuch setting hai kisi ke saath ya ye college ke professor ko aankh maarti hai, pata nahi kya karti hai. I never have got a single 80-80 in my life.
That's so good.
I passed though bohat assignments copy paste kiye hai. I've done all of that. All of us have done it.
Podcasting has come out of copy pasting of assignments only. Because I used to plug certain podcast shows and then I used to copy paste, and that's how I became a podcaster.
But you're doing very well for yourself. I think copy paste worked for you.
Worked. True, very true. And Shefali, recently you shared a screen space with Mika Singh for Autopay Buzz. So tell me, Mika is a very good singer. He's a very good person. Like, you know, and how was it?
He's a very dear friend. So for me, doing a music video again was, you know, it was fun. I'd done a lot of them in the past. In fact, Kata Laga was one of the first that started a trend.
Right.
So, you know, for me, it was more been there, done that. I didn't want to do music videos. But Mika and I have been friends from the time I've been in the industry. I've been friends with Mika. Mika was one of the very first friends that I made.
Achcha.
He's a wonderful guy. We have traveled the world together for shows. And for a couple of years now, we've always wanted to collaborate. He always said that, yeah, Shefali, let's do something. It'll be a lot of fun. But, you know, we are busy with our own life. You know, he's one of the top singer performers that this country has, and he's an extremely busy artist. And I was busy doing my things, and I didn't think that another music video would fit my scheme of plans, you know. The way things were going, I'd already, ventured into acting. I was exploring that space. So music video was really not on the agenda. Shortly after I came out of the Big Boss house, I think within two weeks, the lockdown was imposed. And that's when Mika had called me.
You were in lockdown and then you got another lockdown.
Yeah, so my year 2020 has been a lockdown.
It's been a
last year, yeah. October, I entered the Big Boss house, and here we are in November. I'm still in a lockdown. So this whole year has been a lockdown for me. That's when Mika called me to congratulate me for my stint in the Big Boss house. And we just got talking, how's life and all of that, and how's everything going. And he's like, look, things have slowed down now because of the lockdown. How about now we collaborate? And I'm like, yeah, we could, you know, because we knew that there was no work going to be happening for some time. And we can now do things that we had left in the back burner. Something that we always wanted to do, yeah. But something that we never had the time or the inclination to work on previously. So he said, look, let me make a song for you. Let me send it to you. And then if you're inclined, you tell me if you want to do it. So within 3 days, he composed Hoto Pe Bas, and he sent me the rough scratch. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And it was one of my favorite songs. It still is. The original Redemption is my favorite song. You know, Kajol and Saif Ali Khan in the film Ye Dil Lagi, the rain happening and Kajol wearing that tiny blue dress. And it was a beautiful song. And the way Mika rearranged it and recomposed it and the way he sang it, I was like, I'm on board. But how do we shoot? And that was like the peak of the lockdown. You know, yeah. Everything was shut. But I think, like I said, I'm a very lucky person. Yeah. That's when it gave us the time to kind of work on the pre-production, to work on the concept. And we decided that we will shoot it in the lockdown only with minimal crew. We were just waiting for the restrictions to kind of lift a little bit. Because initially for a couple of months, people are not even allowed in your buildings.
Right.
So as soon as the little restrictions were lifted, the lockdown relaxed a little bit in the end of June, we had time. We had about 2 months to plan, and we decided that we'll keep the concept very different from the original track. But the keeping the soul of the song the same, we made it very haunting. We made it very romantic, and it was very easy to shoot with Mika because we've been friends for so long.
Yeah.
We put together.
I was about to point out that fact. You know, we could see that chemistry between you and Mika. Like,
Mika is, you know, I think one of the most wonderful, kind and generous people I've known in my life. I mean, he's just somebody, he's so charitable. He's there for the friends. He's the typical Punjabi, you know, the Punjabi with the big heart.
Yeah,
he is like that. Yeah. You know? Yeah, so he's that. So it's fun working with Mika. You know, it was like one, I won't say a big party, rather a small party. It was just myself, Mika, and 5 other people. We had 1 director, 1 DOP, 1 makeup artist, stylist, come hairstylist between both of us. We had 1 lightman and just 1 light. And we had 1 production guy who was running around for everything. So we had absolutely minimal cast and crew, and we shot this in Mika's house, 2 of his houses actually.
Achha.
So one of the looks was shot in his other house where he usually entertains people. He's made this whole huge party house, and the other house is where he lives, where we shot the romantic portions and the pool table portions and all.
Yeah.
So we shot it over the period of 3 days. We took our time. We had a lot of fun. Mika is a very good cook. He cooks the most amazing food in the world. So he used to also cook, and we used to have the ghar ka khana. So I think Hoto Pe Bas was something that we did out of friendship, and something that, you know, it's something that I owed him because he's been such a good friend. I just wanted to do something with him all these years, and he wanted to do it too. And it kind of manifested during the lockdown. So for me, the lockdown was very, very fruitful. I finally ended up doing something that I've always wanted to do.
Right.
So it was a wonderful experience working with Mika.
Very beautiful, very beautiful. And Shefali, we are not letting you go before you tell us, like, what would your advice be, or what would your message be to all the dearest fans that you have? Like, you know, you have fans in millions now. So they definitely want to hear out from you. They love you. And I think I've been through the comments, and there's so much of love that they're pondering upon you. So what would you say to your fans?
I mean, I'm so grateful. It's because of them that I've been able to be here for almost 2 decades. You know, I'm not an artist who has done volume of work. But whatever that I've done, they've always showered me with so much love and appreciation and support. I feel truly blessed to have people who love me so much. And when I say love me, they truly love me. I can feel the love, you know, when they're commenting on social media, when they're sending me messages. There are some of my friends that I'm actually on a touch with at a daily basis. You know, they have my phone number and they call me and they wish me and they share their problems with me. So I'm truly blessed to be in this space where I can be important to someone, to, you know, be that loved and appreciated. So I would like to thank them from the bottom of my heart. And I just continue. I mean, I wish and pray that I can continue entertaining them and they keep showering me with the love and support always. And the most important thing that I'd like to tell them right now is that it's a difficult time. We are all together in this together. And I just hope that they stay blessed and they stay safe. It's very important right now.
Very sweet, Shefali. Very sweet. And we also wish you all the best and good luck with your upcoming projects and with your life.
Thank
and
you so much.
You're definitely going to continue entertaining us for years and years to come.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your warm wishes.
Right. So once again, thank you so much, Shefali, for taking out your
thank
time.
Thank you. It was fun. It was really fun for me. It was a great Sunday morning. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a morning for you. Right.
I'm a late riser.
Yeah, late riser. So thank you so
much. Especially on Sundays. Yeah. Thank you so much. It was a great kickstart to a Sunday. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. Take care.
So all the dearest listeners of House of Joe Season 2, we today interacted with Shefali Zariwala. And mind you, it was a quite insightful and entertaining conversation. And definitely share some secrets about a healthy lifestyle, about her health and about her work. And definitely you got to listen to it. And do like, share and subscribe. And do let us know. You can connect with me on Instagram and Twitter at omkar@beyond. Thank you. Take care. Stay safe. Bye.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और 1 मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।